Samantha.
Yep, into
found
monkeys.
You,
Ewan. That's so gross. Well, we're totally, like, getting high.
Bring it! Bring it! Bring it!
Go easy and slow. Have you ever had an STD? Okay, honey, just because he was put together with one screw doesn't mean he's gonna break.
We're recording. Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Samantha.
You're going to have to talk a little louder. No, I think you're going to have to get closer.
I think they could hear that.
I don't care what you think.
I'm nauseous, Ricky.
I know. We just got back from Busch Gardens, y'all.
Yeah, and I feel a little rough.
We got a little dizzy on Montu.
Yeah, a little. It had to be like the next to last thing we rode.
Yeah, we actually rode, the last thing we rode was Gwazi.
Yeah, the wooden
and
one in the front.
We rode in the front, but, like, I couldn't get my shit buckled up because I'm fat.
And then, like, the lady tries to help him, and he snatched away from her. And she's like, when you're ready not to snatch it, I'll help you.
I was like, I'm not fat.
You were all shaking.
I was. It's embarrassing. I always thought they were going to say,
I don't give a shit. That lady's like, can I help you? I'm like, yep. And I lifted my arms and let her help me.
I thought they were going to say, sir, we're going to need you to step off.
No, they wouldn't do that. They would make some, they would let you sit where there was one that you could fit in.
But, like, we all had, well, we all, Samantha and I, we had to ride in the, like, fat person lane because I can't fit in the regular harnesses, so. But, you know, it's all good. At least I can ride it. At least they were loose.
I'm glad they have them.
At least the big ones was loose because there's some people there that the big ones aren't even loose on.
Really?
Yeah. They had to deny them, and that's.
That has to be rough.
I would shoot myself right there in front of everyone.
Yeah, me too. I'm like, okay, I need to lose weight. Speaking of weight, how about we saw this really big fat lady? I'm not talking about just
plump.
A little bit. She was huge.
What, 400 pounds maybe?
Yeah, and her belly was so big it was like hanging down to her knees.
She had a front butt.
Yes, and we're walking along and I was like, oh my God. And Ricky's like, just a few more pounds, Samantha, and you'll look just like her. I was like, not funny. Oh, you forgot to turn your phone off.
Sorry. Hold on.
It's all right. Ricky's rude all the time and is forever answering his phone while we're trying to record. Are you going to answer it?
This is Kevin. No.
Oh, okay.
He also, no. We ain't answering my ex-boyfriend's call. Are you crazy?
Just to mention that we borrowed his truck today so we could go.
So?
Oh, he's probably just calling to check, make sure we didn't die in it. He probably set it up and cut the brake line so we would. Thank God. He didn't.
Hard, sorry.
Nice.
So yeah, Samantha was, I was like, only a few more pounds, Samantha, and you'll look just like her. And she's like, fuck you, bitch.
Yeah, I was pretty mad. Come
here, I think it's funny.
Look, I'm petting your pussy.
I love it when you pet my black pussy.
I know. He loves it too.
Oh, I love it when my black pussy
petted.
And then
I stop and he meows.
Nice.
Kitty.
Actually, oh, the kitties today.
Oh, yes.
We went, like I said, we went to Busch Gardens in Tampa, which it kind of sucks because the one in Virginia is so much better.
Yeah, and we've only been to this one 100 times.
Yeah.
So.
But the 100 times that we've been there, we've never gotten to see baby or white tiger cubs.
Oh,
they had just arrived
so
there
cute.
2 days ago.
Yeah.
And they were 8 weeks old.
And he said they were having him in quarantine for 30
days. Right, for 30
days.
Because they had to make sure they couldn't spread disease around.
Yeah.
They were so cute, and I have so many videos of it, too.
They are so cute.
And they have, like, the bluest eyes.
Yes.
But I always thought their fur was black and white, but it's actually, like, chocolate brown. Did you see that?
The girl was, but the little boy, he was more brown.
Oh, was
he
black?
He was more black, yeah. Oh. But the little girl, she was brown.
But I don't know why they don't call them Oreo or something.
They were Queen or King
or,
and Lainey.
Yeah,
they were so
or,
cute.
What? What's the word when like when a black guy or a black woman and a white guy
mulatto?
Mulatto. They should name him Mulatto.
Yeah.
Hot.
P beautiful. And I only ate 100 Jordan almonds on the way home. Right.
And we had a huge ice cream waffle cone.
That's probably why I'm nauseous.
How about that rude bitch at the ice cream stand?
I know.
What was her name again?
Melena. I was like, I'm calling to complain about this heifer.
My name is Raekwon, and Melena was rude as hell.
She was like,
what
do you want? Mm-hmm. I was like, I would like a soft serve vanilla waffle cone, please.
Whatever.
Yeah, I was like, damn.
And then she told the other white girl, she's like, you need to get that.
Yeah. She needs to hurry up and work. I think you're the one who needs to work. She's wiping down tables.
Right. You're just jealous because the white boy was talking to her. That wasn't a fart. That was the chair.
Yeah, is
that
what you're laughing about? Don't lie. He's a liar. He's
but
a
the baby farter. Cubs were so cute.
They were darling. We want them now.
I know. I would love to have something like that. Mm-hmm. So, I want to know. I have a question. Mm-hmm. How come when you're at Busch Gardens, you have to get behind the smelliest motherfucker in the world?
I don't know why.
And why is it always in the summer when it's steaming fucking hot, you get in front of somebody that they're from a country that they don't believe in deodorant?
Yeah, or shaving their armpits. Yeah.
So they insist on stretching up like this, and then going like this.
Uh-huh, stretching back.
And then you're just like...
And you want to die. Yeah. Totally.
It's fucking gross.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you got ice cream on your nipple. That's hot.
That was there rub it a little bit more. Morning.
Rub it a little bit more.
You're so silly. So...
Have you seen
Charlie and the Chocolate Factory?
Yeah.
With Johnny Depp. Weird. Do-do-do-do-do. I was like, what the hell? He's great.
I wish I had his teeth, though.
I know.
He had, like, the most... They're a little bit too long for me, but I would have loved
it. It's because it was a cover over his teeth, but, you know.
Still, that's kind of gross. Yeah. I mean, they were, like, way too much. He had, like, horse teeth.
I love when the girl chews the gum and she turns into a big blueberry. And he's like, she puts a gum in her mouth and she's chewing away. She's like, waffles or something, whatever his breakfast. He's like, yeah, spit it out. And he never stops smiling. And little squirrels attack the little girl. It's crazy. He's like, don't mess with their nuts. It's funny. They're checking to see if she's a bad nut. And she is.
Yeah, but I like the original better.
Yeah.
The golden goose. Daddy, I want a golden goose.
I want golden eggs. The little fat boy in the beginning, he was funny too. But the only there was a big difference because this Willy Wonka didn't get mad when he fell into the hot chocolate. Right. Or the chocolate. He thought it was funny. Mm-hmm. Where in the first one, he's like, you're contaminating the chocolate.
Gene Wilder's a little creepy. Yeah. They were both creepy.
They did. They both did a really good job, but Gene Wilder was more of a creepy that was nice, where mm-hmm. Johnny Depp was just totally creepy. Hi.
Hey, Nas.
He wanted to be on the show.
That's my black pussy.
Meow. With pretty green eyes. He Meow. Makes me if it's not petting me. Oh, let's tell him how I told you should totally dress for Halloween, for Christmas. Your suit.
How I should go, strip for mm-hmm. Santa or strip
because he was totally doing a pole dance
I was hot to, what was the song I was pole dancing to?
Some Christmas
it was
carol.
A Christmas song.
And he goes choo-choo, just as you went down and back up. I was like, so funny.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I need a pole.
It was funny.
So we get up in line and we're like in the that's just when we're in the front row, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my god, I hate sitting in these chairs or these seats, that's so tight. And Samantha's like, I'm tight. I'm super tight. And I was like, in your butt.
We laugh so hard about that. It's funny as hell.
Oh, Lord. Maybe it's a had to be there kind of thing.
Could be, but it is still funny. Because my butt is really tight. I don't know about the other.
Who do we need to ask?
I don't know. Who could we call? We could call Jace, you know. Like, does Samantha have a tight ass? He wouldn't know.
Yeah,
right. That is no man's land there.
I told you, all you have to do is relax.
But like, Yeah, you might not like the hemorrhoids. Because I'm having the worst week of my life because not only do I have a yeast infection and hemorrhoids, I started my period.
You have hemorrhoids?
Yeah, after you have a baby, you get hemorrhoids.
For real?
Yeah, they don't go away all the time. But you know how I don't poop for like a week? I'm the only person on earth who refuses to poop more than once a week. So I had to go really, really bad, and I think they came out with it. I was like, Mom, my butthole's burning. She said, it's your hemorrhoids. Here. And she gave me some Tux medicated pads.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
And then I couldn't figure out why I was itching so bad. I was like, oh, my God.
That happens, too, when, like, you shave your asshole.
Yeah.
It itches so bad.
I know. I shave my asshole, too.
For real?
Yeah, girls shave their assholes,
too. No way.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You just looked like a famous star when you did that. You were, like, putting on your headphones.
You're funny. I am a famous star.
We are starting to be.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, you don't know how famous I am?
Hmm.
How about someone email me from Egypt with a picture of myself from a video on YouTube and says, is this you?
We're like, oh, I guess it is.
I was like, my name is Ricky Burton. How are you?
Is that Egypt? That's how they talk? Or is that India?
I guess it's all the same. Isn't it all the same? They're not from the United States.
They don't all say, do you want a Slurpee?
Welcome to 7-Eleven.
Would you like to buy a Slurpee? We have all kinds of flavors.
But they don't even own the 7-Elevens here. They own like Chevron and
Amoco's.
And Dunkin' fucking Donuts.
And they all smell like Pine Sol.
Pine Sol pussy.
Yeah. He's like, oh, this is crazy. Gross.
It was gross in that one store, but we already talked about that. Yeah. So, or did we talk about it? Or was that the one where we almost grabbed our heads out, our hair out because of the damn kids? Mike is like, how do you know they were Mexican? I was like, they had a Mexican sign or a Mexican flag hanging from their rear view mirror.
And their last name was on their windshield. Gonzalez. Morales.
That is so, like,
I'm gonna get dockery.
And then somebody accidentally puts the O and puts an I.
Dickory. I was hickory dickory dockery in school. Well, and my initials, get this, my name is Samantha Lynn Dockery. So my initials are SLD.
Special learning diseases?
No. Slow learning disability.
Your mom's last name. Wouldn't you rather have the last name you have now than your mom's last name?
Hell yeah. I'd rather be Hickory Dickory Dockery than Debbie Butfalosky. Butfloss. Oh, Lord. Some people have some weird ass last names, poor things.
I know.
Like, what was that? Harry Pitts.
At work.
Oh, that's so pitiful.
Harry Pitts. That's
awful.
Who
would do that to their children?
And then Nicole was telling me there was a girl named, her name was Historia, and her last name was Book. Historia Book.
People are so ridiculous. That's like naming your child Thomas or Tim Timmy's. And there's Timmy.
Or Richard Richardson.
Yeah. What the hell? Tom Tominson.
John.
Yeah. John Johnson. People are, you know what your child's last name is.
Do you remember that commercial, the cell phone commercial, where all the kids are talking on the phone? And, like, the bills are coming in from the parents, and their parents are, like, screaming their names.
Mm-hmm.
And the one is like, Sunshine Honeysuckle Smith. You remember how they were hippies?
Oh. Rain Dancer.
Peace Piper.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, and I totally, this is another moment that I just told you about.
Oh, yes. Ricky came over to my house last night and got Christmas lights because he wanted to be a photographer. Or he wanted to be the model and the photographer at the same time.
And what, bitch?
Ricky really loves himself.
I'm fat and I love it, okay? Shit.
You have so many pictures of yourself hanging in your office. You must really love yourself. Yeah, so
bitch,
good.
You must love those nasty-ass pantyhose you got on that day. Whore.
Right?
Anyway, you want to tell him the rest
of
the
story? Oh, yeah. So he gets the Christmas lights from my house, and they're the indoor kind you put on your Christmas tree. And then he comes home, and you tell the rest because it's too funny.
And I'm, like, taking pictures of, like, the lights wrapped around myself. And so I'm in the pose, and the camera has, like, a 10-second delay. So I'm sitting there. The camera snaps and I turn on the light and all of a sudden there was a fucking bulb missing out of one of the sockets and the wire shocked the shit out of me. And after I like shook myself to death and to turn it off, my arm was going
it was twitching
and I couldn't control my fingers. I was like, oh shit.
I would have probably died if you'd have called me, Cynthia, and take me to the hospital. You had to come over because you couldn't dial your phone. I guess he
and now I have two
Christmas
marks.
Lights.
I have two prong marks left on my arm.
They're like.
And the thing is I was so afraid, you know, because when they teach you if someone's getting electrocuted, you don't actually grab them. You kind of like knock them off of it. So I don't know why, but I was afraid to grab myself because I was afraid I was going to get shocked even more.
You're already being shocked, stupid. The current is already running through your body. Look, it's just in my arm. I'm going to move my other way.
That shit hurt, and now that I'm thinking about it, it burns.
Now that
and
you're
it's like perfect.
About...
Look at it. It's like.
It looks like fangs.
Looks like a spider bit me.
Oh, Lord, you're so
That
funny.
Shit hurt. So don't ever get the blue Christmas lights.
Or just make sure all the bulbs are in them before you wrap them around.
So I wrap tape around that shit. And it's clear tape, it's not even electrical tape.
So it's sparkling.
Melt.
Burn your apartment down, Ricky.
Oh, my stomach hurts now.
At least you wouldn't have to repaint the walls.
And my head hurts.
My head's been hurting all
day. What are you trying to say about
day.
My walls? What are you trying to say about my walls?
I like it. It's just going to be a pain in the ass to cover up.
They are Raycon red.
And it's really hot. If, like, when they were actually painted, like, somebody actually didn't hit the ceiling that's white and leave the marks there. Or the white carpet. Yeah, let's just roll it down here all the way to the carpet. It'll be all right.
If you don't like it, get the fuck out. How about that?
Okay, bye. Oh. I guess I'll go home then.
Okay, so we have a comment.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, when we asked the listeners to name your new electronic boyfriend, mm-hmm. which we could totally call him EB.
What's EB?
Electronic boyfriend, EB.
Oh, hello.
Bland, hello. Yeah. Yeah. So, listener
it's
Mike.
It's not even electronic. Is it really considered electronic?
Well, it has batteries. It's not manual.
B-O-B,
well, it's kind of
battery operated boyfriend.
Bob.
That's totally awesome. I didn't think of Bob.
Or Bob, if you're working at Walmart, just bought him a buggy.
All right, let's play our comment.
So Mike from, or Mike Gaze Okay, the one that does our MySpace page, uh-huh. He's the bomb, right?
Yes, I love Mike.
So he sends us this message. Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm. I was born ready.
Hey, Foul Monkey Fanatics, this is Gaze Okay calling the hotline for Foul Monkeys. Just wanted to call and say congratulations, Samantha. Yeah, hey, it's your birthday. It's your birthday. Uh-huh. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
Anyways, enough of that.
See, he coughed when I said pussy.
Hey, Samantha, your new boyfriend, I think his name should be CW because it's a cock and it has whiff. I'm just kidding. I got some idea from Ricky's girl, from Ricky's sister. So if you listen to that podcast, you might like it. Anyways, CW should be your new boyfriend's name. I like it. I think it's hot. I think it's thick and it's naughty, but CW and congratulations, And I love you guys. Remember, keep it foul, keep it naughty. See you guys later. Foul monkeys.
So,
that's good. CW, like, I would like to use CW, but that's already your sister's.
Yeah, but so, that means cyber weenie.
Yeah, which, it's not a cyber weenie, though, because we went to Planet X to buy it. Oh. I don't know if I was supposed to give an advertisement.
Yeah, we're not getting paid for that shit. We're going to beep that shit out. Not unless they're listening.
Right.
And they want to pay us.
Right.
I will tell them all about the electronic cocks up in there.
Me too.
And all about the nasty old men that were looking at the porns.
Yeah, we could tell. But if we're being... We should totally get sponsors.
Well, you're going to get the Prevent Meth in Your Neighborhood sponsors.
Heck yeah. Oh, Lordy.
So CW is a good option.
Bob
is pretty
good.
Battery operated boyfriend.
I really like Bob.
Bob, that's hot.
But it's not cool that I came up with it myself.
That's true. We need other people to call in. And just let everyone know, I know a few days ago our phone number wasn't working because none of you people were calling and they disconnected my phone. I was like, bitches, so I had to set that shit back up. So you better call 206-984-FOWL
and
leave
F-O-U-L.
Us some comments, ask us some questions. Nobody's asked you a damn question yet.
No, they sure haven't.
Fuckers.
Right? Like, ask me why you get pimples on your ass. I don't care. Ask me something. I'll tell you to quit sitting on dirty chairs.
What if they're calling and they what if they call and say, why do you have a yeast infection?
Because I have a B-O-B.
Bad.
Yeah, and I probably.
And you're not talking about your haircut.
Yeah, I totally have a bob, don't I? Oh, and that's so funny. On all the rides, I've never had short hair in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So like going over all the bumps, and when my hair is like moving, I was like, oh my god, I don't like this. What's on my neck? Oh my god, it's my hair. It's funny.
What's in that head? Your hair.
Oh, forgot about that.
Like when we ride the roller coasters, we're so nervous that we just start laughing and we can't stop laughing.
Yeah. Except Sheikra, I cry because I really don't like it.
Yeah, Sheikra's fucking scary. We're not even going to talk about that shit.
Because Ricky peed his pants on that one.
Yeah. Why did you have to say that?
I'm sorry.
How about you looked at me and I had brown shit all over my nose and you just laughed your ass off?
I told you to wipe it off.
Though. I did, and then it smeared
then
off like peanut
finger.
Butter. That wasn't the same finger.
I was like, oh my god, it could have totally been somebody else's shit.
Bird shit.
Oh.
I
it wasn't
know.
Big enough to be
That's why you
shit.
Can't walk under the trees at Busch Gardens, because you'll have some cockatoo
the
shit all over you.
How about Ricky made fun of a poor little bird that was just hatched? She's like, oh my god, that thing's so ugly. I'm like, aw, poor little baby, I would love
him. It's ugly.
It was kind of scary.
It was alien looking.
Yeah.
I was talking to, speaking, like, you know, when we were talking about races earlier or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Gaze O'Kay. I was chatting with him online.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
We were talking online because you can actually text message me or talk to me on AOL Instant Messenger
mm-hmm.
by messaging me at FM Ricky B.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, he contacted me and we were talking about Latinos and like my friend James, American Bad Bear, he's Cuban and I always call him Mexican.
Uh-huh.
So I was calling Mike like some Cuban names or whatever. And I was like, oh my God, guess what? He's like, what? I said, I'm going to come up with my own race for all Latinos.
Your own racial
like,
slur
is it?
Or something?
He's like, what is it? And I said, hold on, I have to read it off because it's kind of hard. Mexicubricans.
Then you don't insult any of them because if you call
but
Puerto Rican,
they're probably
going to
get pissed because the Cubans were like, how come a Mexican's in front of me? And then the Puerto Ricans were like, how come there's a Mexican and a Cuban in front of me?
Yeah.
Oh, and I said in order to be a part of that race, you had to be uncut.
Oh.
Right.
I don't like uncut.
Uncut is hot.
I've never seen an uncut, so that's probably why I don't like it. And I've been with quite a few people.
They're actually kind of hot.
Huh?
they're kind of hot. Like, you can open up the skin and stick your tongue in it and, like, lick it. And it's kind of cool because if you're being videotaped, never mind.
Okay, yeah. F-Y, what is it?
Not FYI. TMI.
TMI.
FYI.
I was going to say MIT. Sorry, I'm dyslexic today. I'm dizzy, and we've been away from Busch Gardens for an hour.
Right. We're supposed to go to the beach and watch the sunset, but the sunset was already sunsetting when we were eating our ice cream.
Yeah.
Because we refused to leave without ice cream.
Yeah.
So, I told Samantha about this, but all you guys don't know about this, that there's this website, www.podcastsoup.net, which is organized and made up by a guy named Mike Hipp. And he actually wrote up our show mm-hmm. on his website.
He sure did.
He was disappointed with the animal killings of the sequels. Yeah.
I apologize for that. It was not on purpose. I do not condone the killing of animals either because I love animals, all of them. Even ugly little firstborn birds that Ricky didn't love.
What if that little firstborn right there was the mother of one of the sequels that was, or the child of one of the sequels that was
Ricky,
killed?
Ricky, it was like an almost extinct bird. It was not a seagull. Oh. There's so many seagulls, you can feed them Alka-Seltzer and they explode.
Well, they had signs. I keep digging at my head like I have lice.
I
don't know what that's about.
I don't either. It's pretty gross.
They had signs all around Busch Gardens that said seagulls become very aggressive when you feed them food, yeah. And they will steal your food from you.
And we learned that firsthand.
Yeah, right.
That was the fakest laugh I've ever done. Sorry.
We have 26 minutes, so we still have 4 minutes. But I want to
talk
about Hey,
do you know why women have boobs?
Why?
Some men have something to look at while they're talking to them.
You got that from The Family Guy.
Yes, I love that show. It's one of my favorites.
I want to talk about our MySpace page for a little bit, because we do have a listener who's a girl from Ohio.
Really?
I don't know if she's a lesbian or not. I think she is, but mm-hmm. you'll have to call and let us know. Anyway, her screen name on MySpace is called Fear, and she said that she just did a search through, I guess, iTunes for uh-huh. homosexual. Uh-huh. That sounds so... I hate that word.
It's homosexual.
Oh, he's a homosexual.
We're all homo sapiens.
Oh. I'd rather just be called gay.
Yeah.
It's shorter and sweeter.
I like gay. I'm not gay.
But she's like, she loves the show, and she thinks it's great. And we want you to call into the line. We don't care if you sound like a trucker dyke or
whatever. Ricky does.
Or if the gay guys... Or if the gay guys call in, you're afraid you're going to have gay voice.
Yeah.
I have gay voice.
It's okay.
Because I'm gay. Hello.
I know.
If you're straight and you have gay voice, then
there's
you're
a
gay.
Problem. You're really gay. Just come out of the closet.
Yeah, come on, do it.
Like the boys that wear jeans that are really girls' jeans.
Yeah.
Really gay.
Emos.
Yes, totally gay.
That's weird.
It is. When we see them from behind walking with their girlfriend, you don't know which one's the girl and which one's the boy. Because they have the same hat on and the same haircut and the same
And they
jeans.
Always, they're always like walking around like this because they have to flip their head back like this.
Right, or their hat is cocked sideways and covers one of their eyes.
Like
so
their Aaliyah
they only
with
have
her
like,
lazy eye.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell's with that? I'd be sick after that because after looking out of one eye all day, that eye would be tired as hell. Like, where's my buddy? Help me look. Gone. All I can see is that damn back of that hat. Oh Lord.
Samantha, you think of the darndest things.
I know, I'm so silly. How about when I lift my arms and my fat roll hangs out of my shirt?
That's
I know.
I'm going to lick it.
I'm ready to go get drunk.
Oh my God, for
get
real.
Get laid.
Mmm.
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 It's going to be fun. Okay, well you guys.
No, we're not done yet.
Well, would you say something instead of just text messaging? Stop.
Why in the hell are you calling me the fuck out?
Because they can hear you.
They can't hear that shit.
Yeah, I could hear it in my headphones.
That's because you're right here, bitch.
I could hear it in my headphones. It wasn't like I was hearing it. It's coming through the microphone into my headphones.
Hear this.
Yeah, we know that wasn't real.
Did you see that brown streak
Even
on there?
Though, yeah, because you had peanut butter shits today. where he comes out Samantha, bathroom.
Samantha, shut up. You're embarrassing
like,
me.
He's like, don't you hate it when you wipe your butt and you have to keep wiping?
Your phone? Is that your phone?
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, that's that Jay.
Yeah.
That is so rude. You are so rude. That is so rude, bitch. You are so rude. Anyway,
we're
going to go.
we're
I'm going to go ahead and end the show. I want to tell everyone to go to the website, or invite everyone to the website, actually, at www.foulmonkeys.com. We would really enjoy an email at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Or you can give us a call on our hotline at 206-984-FOUL. And please make sure to do that at least once a week so that we can keep the phone line. And I want everyone to go to our MySpace page, add us as a friend, because, you know, you're cool when you have friends. Excuse me. And let's see. Oh, also go visit podcastsoup.net and read the reviews of other podcasts, because you can join other ones from there and read about their reviews and all that good stuff. Like my good friends at Little Fatty Cast. Well, they're really not my friends, but I know them. But I kind of like call in all the time.
You're such a dork.
And like PNS Explosion, they're my friends. I think. So I want to I want to say bye to everyone. Samantha, you gonna come say bye real quick? She's on the phone. She's so rude.
Bye. Talk to you guys later. Please leave me a message. Let me know what you want to name. Bob.
What you want to name her new boyfriend. Okay. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Bye.